It's Wednesday, June the 4th, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. The City of Windhoek has partnered with Powercom to install CCTV cameras in high-risk areas using Powercom's tower infrastructure. According to the City of Windhoek spokesperson Lydia Mutenya, the initiative aims to enhance public safety and support crime prevention efforts.
Under this agreement, Powercom will procure and own CCTV cameras as well as related equipment sourced from suppliers vetted by the City Police, and these cameras will be installed at key strategic sites using approved service providers, and all live feeds will be managed exclusively by the City Police Command and Dispatch Center, while on the other side, the City Police will monitor the footage and respond to incidents within 15 minutes as per our standard time, while Powercom will provide full support during such operations.
Uganda's Chief Justice Alfonso Oweni Dolo met with Chief Justice Peter Shivute at the Supreme Court in Windhoek. According to Victoria Hango, Deputy Director of Public Relations at the Office of the Judiciary, the visit facilitated dialogue ahead of a national conference on alternative dispute resolution focused on enhancing justice through plea bargaining.
The MOU is guided by a shared commitment to collaboration and mutual development. It sets out key areas of cooperation, including the exchange of information and observations on ICT-related matters, as well as the sharing of experiences, best practices, and tools related to alternative dispute resolution mechanisms, including plea bargaining in criminal matters.
Unemployed teachers in Oshana and Thomas demonstrated yesterday, calling for a moratorium on teacher training. According to Terence Mukasa, reporting for One Africa TV's News on One, Mariam Kambonde, who chairs the Oshana Unemployed Qualified Teachers, led the protest, demanding the ministry halt new teaching courses for 5 years to address graduate unemployment.
While outlining a number of recommendations, Kambonde said they are deeply troubled by the corruption and nepotism in the recruitment process, where qualified teachers are overlooked. She shared the following demands.
But the Ministry of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sport, Arts and Culture should lead the fight toward completely halting of education courses at least for 5 years.
Continentally, more than 4 million people have fled Sudan since the civil war began in 2023, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency, as reported by Reuters. UN spokesperson Eugene Bion told a press briefing in Geneva that many survivors face inadequate shelter due to funding shortfalls, calling it a devastating milestone in what is the world's most damaging displacement crisis at the moment. To the U.S. now, where billionaire Elon Musk has slammed the spending bill for U.S. President Donald Trump's agenda. Our correspondent Kate Fisher, reporting from Washington, says the former leader of the Department of Government Efficiency called it a disgusting abomination, saying Congress is making America bankrupt.
President Trump has dubbed the tax cuts and spending plans as a big, beautiful bill. On Tuesday, his recently close advisor Elon Musk called it outrageous, saying shame on those who voted for it, you know you did wrong. This is not the first time that Mr. Musk has attacked the bill. He said he was disappointed after House Republicans passed it last month, adding that it would increase the budget deficit and undermine the work that the DOGE team is doing. The White House press secretary said the president stood behind his bill, and House Speaker Mike Johnson said that Mr. Musk is terribly wrong. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.